In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Two girls grew up next door to each other, same age, went to the same school together. The two families, however, could not really have been more different. One had what you might call the traditional home. They had the rules and the discipline. She had curfews. There were expectations on her grades. Mealtime was taken together. Family chores had to be done. The other girl that lived next door had very little supervision. She could come and go wherever, whenever she wanted. Didn't matter what grade she got. Could eat whatever, whenever she wanted. Stay out as late as she wanted. Run with whatever friends she wanted. Never had to rake leaves or anything like that. So they grew up and went their separate ways. As young adults, they ran into each other, and they decided to sit down and have lunch and talk about old times. And at one point, the woman from the traditional home told the other, "I was always complaining to my parents about how unfair it was. You got to do whatever you wanted, eat whatever you wanted. They didn't hound you about your grades." The other one said, "Well, isn't that ironic? I always envied you. You had hot meals. You had parents who cared about your education. You took family outings together. You don't know how jealous I got watching your family play and work in the yard together. Sometimes I would walk by your house at mealtime just to look in the window and see you sitting down to dinner together." In the gospel we were blessed to hear today, Jesus tells a parable about the kingdom of heaven. It's set as a story of laborers. Throughout the day, the master invites people at different times to go out and do the work in the vineyard. And at the end of the day, everyone gets their wages. And everyone in the story ends up getting the same reward. And for those who worked all day, they say, "This is not fair. Why should they get the same reward as us?" There might be something in us that sympathizes with them a little bit. We say they did work longer after all. And our brain goes into overdrive thinking of all the times someone else might have got just a little more for doing the same amount of work that I did. But I think one of the points of the story Jesus is making is that as long as we see Christianity as a set of rules to obey and a set of tasks to be done, you know, whether that's reciting long prayers at certain times, whether it's doing these particular services on these particular days, whether it's fasting from these particular foods in these particular seasons, or not doing these particular deeds, no matter how fun they might seem, if that's how we see Christianity, there is something warped about our understanding of the faith. If that's our view of Christianity, of course it seems unfair that those who come at the end get the same reward. But Jesus is saying it's not a question of fair, because it's not a question of rules and tasks. Christianity is relationship. Christianity is being in communion with God and with God's people. In the gospel, the envious workers saw God as tasks and rules. And that's why they use the phrase, "We endured the heat of the day." And therefore, the sooner you begin, the bigger the reward you should get. But being in God's family is being one with the Creator. Being in God's family is a reward, and therefore the sooner you begin, the longer you already have the reward. Or to put it another way, how can we call experiencing the love and mercy of God something to be endured? Certainly there's a cross to carry, but even those not in the mercy of God still have crosses to carry. And these laborers that complained, they didn't recognize it. They only saw the rules and the tasks. In the story of the two neighbor girls, the girl from what we might call the good family was jealous because all she could see were the rules she had to obey and the chores she had to do. The other girl, however, had the deeper understanding. She had a longing for relationship. She had the longing for communion with a loving family. And it begs the question, which one is our understanding of Christianity? This longing for relationship, I think, leads to the second point that Jesus makes in his story. And that is, it is never too late to begin. It is never too late to recommit to the Lord's house. It is never too late to find deeper communion with God or to find communion with God in the first place. You know, St. John Chrysostom's famous Pascha sermon is based on this parable. And it's an encouragement, especially to the latecomers. If you remember his sermon, he says, "Even if you tarried until the 11th hour, have no misgivings. The Lord will accept the last even as the first." As long as you're still breathing, it is not too late to find your place in relationship with God and his people. It's not too late to become a partaker of God's mercy. As long as you're breathing, it's not too late to apologize, which means it's not too late to be forgiven. As long as you're breathing, it's not too late to forgive and let go of burdens that are too heavy for you to carry. As long as you're breathing, it's not too late to accept responsibility for all that you do and say, and therefore it's not too late to use the gifts that you have been given to build up other people and to build up God's kingdom right where you live. As long as you're breathing, it is not too late to experience deeper strength than you ever thought you had. And it's not too late to experience deeper mercy than you ever thought existed. You know, last fall, Michelle and I went to Florida to celebrate a birthday. We got to the airport early, we checked in, our bags were ready to go. They called our section, we got on the plane and sat there patiently while all the people came by, and pretty soon the line stopped and everybody seemed ready and the flight attendants were doing their thing. And wouldn't you know, just before they closed the cabin door, this dude comes in, you know, out of breath, hair all messy, gets on the plane, probably got there minutes before, you know, pulled up minutes before he had to get in, and was struggling to find a place for his carry-on and to get his seat. But do you know, it didn't matter that he came late. He still got to go to the same destination that the rest of us got to go to. The plane was going the same place, and as long as the cabin door is open, it is not too late to get on the plane. When Jesus was crucified, two thieves were crucified with him. One mocked him and said, "Get us out of this." The other took responsibilities for his actions. He said things like, "We're getting the just reward for our deeds." All he asked was to be remembered. All he wanted was to be remembered, was to be held in the heart of Jesus Christ. And in that one moment, he found paradise. As long as he was breathing, it was not too late to find paradise. At the end of the day, everyone who wants God gets the reward. And it's not a question of fair, because it's not a question of rules and tasks. It's a matter of relationship. And there is no greater reward than being in relationship, than being in communion with God. Amen.